Hello, everybody. This is Taylor Lightman. I want to thank you for listening to Barnstorming and for everything you're doing to get out the vote ahead of the 2018 election. Truly. We have some final encouraging content for you today from some of Dwayne Heisler's work with SEIU up in Northeast Pennsylvania. There was much more to the interview, but unfortunately, most of it was cut out due to technical difficulties. These are the problems of producing content from Europe. To be honest, being in Europe during the 2018 election has been an extremely isolating experience. I'm completely distraught by what's happening in our country and throughout the world, as right-wing extremism and the inevitable violence endemic to right-wing extremism slips into the norm. I'm not hopeful about the future. It feels like pressure is building, and I just hope that we can all calm down. I hope then in the next few days, you can do everything you can to send a strong message to those in power that we, those who stand on the side of love and justice, are in the majority. We yearn for a politics of solidarity and love enacted, not a politics of spectacle and fear. So, without further ado, here's my interview with Dwayne. I will close by providing you with some avenues to get involved in the final days of the election.
So this is Taylor,
like I said,
and Dwayne, you are
here. Yeah, that's right. So I'm Dwayne Heisler, and I'm here in Northeast Pennsylvania, North Central Pennsylvania, and getting ready for the election, which is coming up, and very excited about all the work that we've been doing, Taylor, all over Northeast PA and Central PA with all of our partners, and can't wait to dig right in and let you know what's going on. It looks like Jordy's back. Hey, Jordy.
Hi.
Hey, Jordy. Dwayne was introducing himself. Do you want to give a brief for those that don't know who you are?
Sure. Yeah, so this is Jordy Comis, I'm in Lewisburg, and I heard Dwayne talking about all the great stuff that he's been involved in. We've been doing some good work here, also with our state partners. I was out Saturday canvassing like 5 hours, and the weather wasn't good, but I put some of my former having been an outdoor like person to use, I taped a poncho to my clipboard and then would drape the poncho over my head, so I had a little mini mobile tent so I could write things.
Oh, beautiful. Innovation, hashtag innovation.
Yeah, that's right.
Americans doing what Americans do best.
Yeah.
Taping poncho. Cool. So this is sort of our pre-election podcast. The election is coming up in 8 days, which is hard to believe. We just kind of wanted to gather and talk about what's been going on in Central and Northeast PA, and talk about a few campaigns. I know that Dwayne wants to specifically talk about the Latino vote in Northeast PA. I would like to at least make some predictions and talk about a few races that I'm excited about. But I kind of want to start by, do you guys have any like a good story? Dwayne, do you have any good stories of engaging people that have not been engaged across Northeast PA?
Absolutely. I have actually quite a number of them, and part of it, Taylor, is the way that we've been doing it. So up until this point, you typically run a campaign with persuasion, and then in the last 2 weeks or so, you switch to a GOTV effort. And those two campaigns look very different when you're knocking on doors and engaging with people one-to-one. And the persuasion campaign, Taylor, between with us and also all of our partners in Pennsylvania, which includes organizations like Make the Road and NextGen and For Our Future and The Hub and Columbia County Indivisible too, under PA Together. It's kind of been a different canvas. This isn't the typical show up with a clipboard, here's your donut, go out, knock on doors, learn the script as you go. There was intense training that was going on, and basically it was through a different kind of engagement with people. When we were knocking on the doors, Taylor, we were really trying to find out what it was for that individual, let's say living in Wilkes-Barre or Scranton. You know, hey, Joe, what is it that really affects you and your family here in Scranton? There's a lot of crazy stuff going on, right, in this world. What is it that really affects you and your family here in Scranton?
Yeah.
In other words, what should this election really be about? And when we started conversations like that, Taylor, we really made some inroads in terms of having a real discussion. And so it wasn't, when we left the doors, it wasn't like, oh, there was someone here that wanted us to vote for Governor Wolf. It was, oh, there was someone here and they wanted to know how I felt about healthcare, or they wanted to know how I felt about education, or, you know, or whatever, or the opioid crisis, or whatever it might be. And so that those kind of conversations led to some really deep discussions with our team, which meant we spent more time at the door, but I think it was time really well spent.
That's, you know, that's great. And, you know, I know that there's always this tension between quality and quantity when you're talking about canvassing. I know that that's, I ran a paid canvass in 2016, and you know, there was this constant push as to like, how much time do we spend training versus how much time do we spend out on the doors? And
so we started kind of early, Taylor, which was really great. And we've been knocking on doors basically for full time, Monday through Friday. The group gets together at about 9 o'clock in the morning in Scranton. And then, we talk for about half an hour, 45 minutes. I feel like I'm kind of running a political college course every morning. And then, because some of these people came here and they had really not very much political experience. They knew that they wanted to save their union. They knew that they wanted to save our democracy. They had had enough. They wanted to get involved, but many of them were really inexperienced. And so, it's basically every morning we have this session where we decide what turf we're going to work on, and then what kind of skills we want to work on that day. And then they're out on the doors all day long. They get together over lunch because they're kind of having fun with it too. And then they come back at about 4:30 and we do a debrief for half an hour about what did we have happen? What were the doors like? What kind of challenges did we have? What was something that came up from the community? Can we find any common threads? And so that's a hell of a lot different than canvases have been done in the past. And now that we're into GOTV, it's even more different because we are not talking about any candidates. We are going to the doors that we've identified, and we're talking about whether people are going to vote or not on a scale of like 0 to 10, with 10 being I'm absolutely going to vote and 0 is like I'm not showing up at the poll. Where would you rate yourself? And so they're thinking in their own mind about their own turnout. And then we ask them, well, why is it that and not a 2 or a 0? And then they say, well, whatever that reason is. So it's not us telling them how important it is to vote. They're telling us why it's important to vote.
Yeah, they sound like great values-based conversations. And I mean, I think in some respect, you know, Pennsylvania, you know, unfortunately, after having gone Democratic for, you know, many, many years, I think something like 20 something years, went voted for Trump in 2016. And I think that, you know, many people are watching, Pennsylvania across the globe. Specifically, Luzerne and Lackawanna County, Northeast PA, which, have traditionally been bastions of Democratic support, but sort of didn't, you know, that's right. I know Luzerne County, Trump won Luzerne County, you know, a lot of Obama Trump voters there. And so really in the thick of it. And
what we're finding here is with these kind of conversation is that absolutely without a doubt, we are making more than inroads. It's also a matter of what are we targeting? Who are we targeting? And at first, our team was really surprised to see how many Republicans and how many independents were actually on our list. But here it is. One of the targets were mixed households, where you would have some people that would score pretty high on a Democratic scale and, you know, in a household full of Republicans, and targeting those so that we can have those conversations, because these are people who live with it. Right. And so what we have been finding is that people have been much more receptive. In fact, there are places where we go where there are Trump signs in the yard, yet they are completely and totally committed to voting for Governor Wolf and Senator Casey and Congressman Cartwright and right on down the line, which is an amazing phenomenon. But it's the reason why we're going to these doors, because we're trying to make these connections with people. And we're not, yeah. And so that's, you know, that's one of the kind of the amazing miracles coming out of this program.
Mixed households, you know, if they're not getting our information and why we think it's important to vote for
absolutely.
Our candidates.
And so this has led to some really interesting engagements with people. And what we're finding, Taylor, is that people are really, you know, as you would think, but it's different actually going through the process, that people are very concerned about their health care. They're very concerned about education for their family and having opportunities so that their kids don't have to move away and go somewhere else when they graduate from college, you know, so economic opportunities, those kind of real basic progressive values that we kind of discussed in the past regarding the Rural Bill of Rights and rural values. And we're, you know, where I'm working, the majority of the work up in Luzerne and Lackawanna County is kind of like a mini urban, rural urban Northeast, because you have the cities that are up there, but yet, you have the same kind of rural values that you would find elsewhere in central Pennsylvania. And so I think that, the fact is that what we expected was to hear a lot about Trump at the doors, and what we got was very little, very little. When we really talk about and engage them with what's important to you and your family right here living in, you know, in Plymouth, Pennsylvania or something like that.
Yeah. So I'm curious, you know, I'm watching a couple of races very closely, and I'm sure that the national media is covering mostly Wolf and Casey and even Cartwright a little bit, because that's, you know, that could be a close election. I think he'll win though. But I imagine you're knocking for the entire slate. Are there any down ballot candidates that you're really excited about or not getting the attention in the media?
So I'm really excited about the race in the fighting 9th congressional district with Denny Wolf. Denny Wolf, send a farmer to Congress. And now that isn't in Luzerne and Lackawanna, although some of it does go into Luzerne County. For example, today we're going to be knocking on some doors in Dallas, Pennsylvania. We have targeted about 71 doors in there to talk to for GOTV. And, we have targeted exactly 71 doors. And, so we're going to try to talk to those people about, you know, all the candidates up there. Not really. We're going to talk about getting them out to vote because we've already identified them. And I bet we're going to be talking to a lot of Denny Wolf supporters. And so, the 9th congressional district is one that is overwhelmingly red. It's overwhelmingly Republican. But at the same time, Denny Wolf has really gotten some traction. I was just in Carbon County last week, which is part of that district. It's kind of the fist of the fighting 9th. And I was speaking with a group called Democrats for Progress, a progressive group that was around for years, you know, even before the 2016 election. And they were so excited about Denny Wolf's race. He's also outraised his competitor in some funds for, I don't know for how many periods, but he has. He has some wonderful advertising, which is hitting the airwaves right now. And it just has great appeal.
I think those are hilarious.
The manure. Someone went up to him and said, "We're really glad that you're keeping your message so positive." It's like, did you just see he was spreading shit with a manure spreader? Like, you know, I don't know if you quite got the message there. But overall, he has been positive because of the positive work that he does. I mean, here's a man who donated his land for Camp Victory, which helps children who are dealing with various levels of disability, as opposed to, you know, someone who comes into the district from outside, is, you know, loaded with money and just doesn't, I mean, he's just not like a farmer. He's just like, excuse me?
Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. So that concludes the interview. It got fuzzy from there on out.
but I thought it was important to air. If you'd like to get involved and go canvassing or get involved with the election effort in some other way, particularly in Columbia County or Northeast Pennsylvania, contact Dwayne at Dwayne Heisler, that's DwayneHeisler, at gmail.com. If you'd like to go canvassing in Lewisburg or Williamsport or phone bank at all, get in touch with Jordy at J-O-R-D-I at J-O-R-D-I-C-O-M-A-S.org. That's Jordy at JordyComas.org, and he can set you up. Now, let's get out the vote, and after the election, regardless of the results, let's get right back to work. I've been everywhere, man. I crossed the Dallas Fair, man.